Summertime, and the living is easy, unless maybe you're a parent, or some kids, too. And that's why we're here to talk about the Share Your Lunch program from Second Harvest Food Bank with Chief Executive Officer Kathy Jackson from Second Harvest. Nice to have you here.
Thanks so much for having me.
Every year we like to launch this program, and every year we wish that it wasn't necessary.
Isn't that true?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I always thought of summer as a really carefree time, and certainly for me and for my kids it was. But for one out of every five families here in the South Bay, they find themselves struggling with local hunger mm-hmm. for their kids. And it's because during the school year, a lot of kids qualify for free or reduced school lunches or breakfasts. And think about it. The school year ends, so do the meals.
That's right. All of a sudden, it's June, and mom and dad are off at work. It's July, and there you are at home and wondering where the food's going to come from. And that's, you know, we have volunteered at Second Harvest many times, and it always strikes me when I go there, the families that are there for help. There are so many of them.
There sure are. You know, we're currently providing food to 250,000 people every single month, which means literally one out of every 10 people in Santa Clara and San Mateo County are getting at least some of their food from the food bank. But what people don't realize is that 100,000 of those people are children. And that's just dreadful.
That is dreadful. And all of it through no fault of their own. And there they are. You know, looking for that next meal, looking for that lunch, skipping lunch, and in so many cases, skipping dinner. You know, because mom and dad are out there maybe keeping one or two jobs floating all the time.
It's so true. You know, one of the things that used to help tremendously in the summer was that I think a lot of parents enrolled their kids in summer school, maybe partly for the learning, but frankly, also for the food, mm-hmm. because summer school programs also provided breakfasts and lunches. But with the budget cuts at the state level, we've actually found 80% of the summer school programs have been shut down. So what used to be kind of a safety net for the safety net has now gone away. So in the summertime, what Second Harvest is trying to do is to make up that difference and provide food through a variety of channels to those hungry kids.
Well, let's talk about that process, the Share Your Lunch program.
So Share Your Lunch, the name comes from the idea that if everyone decided to give up one lunch, and I mean everyone in Santa Clara County that has the means, said, you know what, I'm not going out to lunch today. I'm going to take that $10 and I'm going to give it to Second Harvest Food Bank. We can literally take that $10 and turn it into 20 lunches for kids, and not just garbage lunches, healthy lunches for kids who need them. So $10 even goes a long way. And our commitment is to provide food for 60,000 kids in Santa Clara County and about 40,000 kids in San Mateo County who otherwise may not have access to breakfast and lunches this summer.
Now, what's the reality if you can't make that goal? What happens, you know, at Second Harvest?
The honest truth is that we will do it regardless. We will dip into our reserves and take a loss if we have to do that. It is not acceptable to not feed kids in
not
the summer.
An option.
But what that will mean in turn is that we'll have fewer options and less flexibility going forward to provide food to the community.
You know, I haven't been to the new warehouse. I remember last time we spoke was last October, and it had been donated, and you hadn't moved in yet. And my partner, Lisa Chrysler, got a chance to get over there, but I haven't had a chance to get over there yet. Are you better able to serve folks there?
It's very exciting, actually. We added this new warehouse. It was donated to us by Cypress Semiconductor. Now, when it was donated, it wasn't a warehouse. It was an R&D building. So we went through a significant renovation. It's almost it looks pretty much the same from the outside, but inside it's almost unrecognizable. And it's really providing two things. It is our produce hub for both of our counties. So all of the fresh produce, which at this point is more than 50% of the food that we distribute, is actually coming out of this new warehouse in San Jose. It's also our volunteer center for Santa Clara County. So when groups come, corporate groups, community groups, church groups come to volunteer at the food bank, and that's so important to us because we literally last year saved $6 million by having volunteers help us sort and box and bag food. And I know, Sam, you and your team have done that as well. But that's the new location for the volunteer efforts here in the county.
Yeah.
Very exciting. And it's providing incredible additional amounts of fresh produce to both counties.
That's wonderful. Yeah, I still smell like bell peppers from the day we sorted those, and I'm looking forward to sorting some new vegetable.
You probably have an aching back, too, from having leaned over the bins sorting the bell peppers.
Yeah, it's a really good time, and I have to say that not just to encourage you who are listening to volunteer, but it's a really fun time to, you know, get together with your family, get together with a group of your friends and contact Second Harvest and say, I'd like to volunteer. You're there. You're doing some good. You're, you know, moving fast and joking with each other. It's a wonderful experience. And the outcome is so many people get fed who might not. And so much money is saved at Second Harvest.
It's true. We actually have more hours donated by volunteers than the number of hours that our employees work. So we employ about 120 people, and nearly 143 full-time equivalents of people will volunteer at the food bank in the next year. So that's pretty exciting.
That is. How many are affected in the South Bay over the summer when they're out of school June through August?
You know, in the South Bay, it's about 60,000 kids. Most of those, of course, are with families. It's certainly well north of 100,000 people overall.
That's a shocking number in itself, and it's a growing number, isn't it? Because we've had some tough times these last few years.
It's true. And, you know, one of the things that I think people don't appreciate about childhood hunger, it's such a foundational issue. Hunger for children is a health issue. Hungry kids get sick more often. They're more likely to go to the hospital, and they're obviously more likely to miss school, which means then that hunger is also an education issue. Mm-hmm. Think about it. Doing math is hard enough. Doing math when your stomach is growling, darn near impossible.
And your energy is low, too.
Your energy is low. Your engagement is low. And there's actually documented research that adults who were hungry as kids show reduced job readiness. They don't go as far in their careers. There are lifelong costs to kids not having enough to eat. And you think about our local community. We have got to invest in these kids. And the very most basic thing you can do is make sure that they are eating in a healthy and appropriate way.
I checked out your website. Of course, it's you have a Facebook spot called facebook.com/secondharvest. You've got twitter.com/secondharvest for those of you who want to follow Second Harvest that way. And that might be a fun way to do it. At your website, which is www.shfb.org, there's something called the Monthly Harvest Club membership, and I'm curious about that. Does that mean I could make a commitment on a monthly basis, maybe give you a credit card and you take 10 or 20 or whatever every month?
You know, it's a super easy way to donate because it just feels so small, and yet it adds up to such a large impact. Yes, Monthly Harvest Club is an opportunity for people to donate a set amount a month. We can set it up for a regular charge to a credit card, or you can send in a check. And it's really valuable to the food bank because it provides a very consistent cash flow to us that we can count on. So it's a tremendous way to donate, painless for the individual, hugely impactful for the food bank. But there's so much good stuff on the website, actually.
Yeah.
You can just do a traditional donation there. You can sign up to host a Share Your Lunch drive. That might be your family decides to try to raise money and food, or a community group, or your church, or your workplace. You can sign up, and you'll have your individual web page that will keep you posted on what the donations are. The one thing that is a little different in the summer, unlike at the holidays, we don't have barrels all over the place like we do at the holidays.
Uh-huh.
So very easy to donate cash by going online, but to donate food, you need to bring that to one of our three warehouses.
You know, we hear about donations, we hear about websites, we hear about your warehouse, and we've been hearing about all that. We're talking to Kathy Jackson, the Chief Executive Officer for Second Harvest Food Bank. What we want to hear about is the people helped.
So let me tell you about Angela, and she is an 8-year-old girl. I'm telling you, she could be the spokesman for the food bank. I might be out of a job. She's fantastic, and she's on our billboard. If you're driving up and down 101, you may see her.
Okay.
And here's her story. She says, I have three sisters. My parents both work, but they don't get paid very much. My dad has to work at night, and he works a lot. With the rent, we can't pay for food. It's hard for us. There was this time when I came home from school. I was really hungry, but there wasn't anything to eat. I was really starving. When you're hungry, it feels bad. All I wanted was some fruit, but there was nothing there. I was kind of worried.
Yeah.
Now think about that. An 8-year-old is worrying about the trade-offs between paying the rent and having food in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
And her parents are out struggling, trying to get the money together to feed her and to pay the rent and to keep a roof over her head.
Absolutely. These are not people who are sitting back with their hands out. They are looking for a hand up. They're working very hard.
Yeah, they're working what a lot of people call working poor, which is probably a category that doesn't do them service. But working poor is what they are because they're working hard. And that's what strikes me when I go to Second Harvest. I see families coming down, and maybe they've taken a little time off from work to come by and pick up their package. And as soon as they're done, they're going back to work.
That's exactly right. You have to work multiple minimum wage jobs, 3 or 4, to make do in this county just because our cost of living is so high.
Yeah, and that rent that they're trying to raise is one of those ridiculously high things. Well, I want to get over and I want to see the new place. What's the biggest challenge at the new location?
I think the biggest challenge is just that we've got now trucks coming out of 3 locations. No one in their right mind would choose to do it that way.
Yeah.
But given the cost of real estate, you do the best that you can, and we're doing our best to be as efficient as we can be.
You do what you can with the gift, and that's what the people who get the gift of Second Harvest Food Bank also do. They do what they can with that gift.
Sam, you said it better than I could. Thanks.
So walk me through the volunteer experience for the Second Harvest Food Bank. I know what I do when I go there. I'm sorting fruit and vegetables. What are the various volunteer possibilities?
Well, in terms of groups, that's the simplest way, is to come in and actually sort food or box and bag food. And you can get to those opportunities and sign up at shfb.org. But another kind of volunteering that is so helpful for us is if you have a particular skill, you're a marketer, you're a great writer, you do strategy work in your day job, you do IT, contact the food bank through the same approach, through our website. We may be able to find a really thought-provoking, kind of professional-level type opportunity that would help us tremendously. So we use pro bono volunteers at all different levels within the food bank, and many of them are highly, highly trained.
So I understand with the new warehouse, you actually have an opportunity to let families who benefit from Second Harvest Food Bank also volunteer.
It's not even just the families who benefit. I think a lot of parents in this area are looking to model philanthropy for their kids and show them that it is important to give back to others. Mm-hmm. In our new warehouse, we have some sort rooms and activities we've put together just for families. So this summer, we're going to be hosting 5 family-only sorts. They're on the weekends and a couple of Wednesday evenings. So if you go on the website, you'll find those listed. We'd love to have as many families with kids age 10 and older come to Second Harvest as possible.
That's great. You can bring your family. You can bring the kids age 10 and older. You can, you know, form a group with your coworkers or your buddies. There's lots of ways to do it. And the website, again, is www.shfb.org. So here we are into the summer, and the focus is on feeding kids throughout the summer. How long does this program last, and how involved can I be?
The money that we raise today will help us. You know, school has just let out, so the money that we raise today will help us feed people through June, July, and August. We are food people, but we do feed people. So all the way through the summer months and into early September when school starts again.
All right. We want to get over and we want to see the new warehouse and maybe sort through some more bell peppers real soon. Kathy, thanks for talking to us.
Thanks so much, Sam.
It's the Share Your Lunch program, their website again for Second Harvest Food Bank. Stop summer hunger. You can do it today. Visit the website, www.shfb.org. Follow them on Facebook, facebook.com/secondharvest. I guess that's /. And twitter.com/secondharvest. Check out Second Harvest Food Bank. Get in there and be a volunteer yourself. You'd be glad you did.
Thank you.